It is a cold and rainy morning in Manhattan, which is not exactly perfect weather for the annual Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade. But what has kept city officials really nervous is the gusty wind. Last year, one of the giant signature balloons got blown off course and injured two people. This year, the parade organizers are not taking any chances, as NPR's Robert Smith reports.
The storm blew in last night as volunteers began filling the massive balloons with helium. One of them, Humpty Dumpty, jiggled and shook as the wind pushed it one way, and all the king's horses and all the king's men pulled it back again.
One more tug. One, two, three, go. Stop there. Okay, bagger down.
Thousands of spectators lined the streets on the Upper West Side to watch the balloons get blown up. You know, the organizers hate it when I use that phrase.
We don't ever have it blow up, we inflate it, yes.
That's one of the things they teach you, right?
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, so it goes up slowly.
Tom Burgeon is a balloonist from Michigan who's piloting the lead inflatable in the parade. He says wind is always a concern, but especially in one spot.
Times Square, because you have about three different streets coming together.
It was in Times Square last year that a giant M&M's balloon snagged a streetlight, sending debris onto the crowd and injuring two sisters. After studying the accident, city officials decided to push back the crowd in some places, cleared obstructions in others, and installed seven wind monitoring devices along the length of the parade route. Joseph Bruno is the head of the city's Office of Emergency Management.
Something can always go wrong, and they had a gust of wind that hit them. One of the reasons we've instituted the new wind monitoring system is to give us better information, more intelligence on what's actually happening at every one of the key intersections. I think we've improved that, and so hopefully that won't happen again.
Despite the wind and rain last night, Big Bird, Mr. Potato Head, and all of his friends were gassed up and ready to go by midnight. Catherine Oldfield was crouched under Macy's signature balloon, topping it off with helium.
I'm in communication with my valve person here. If I have her turn down the flow, it's going to get really noisy. If I ever turn the flow back up, very quiet.
So quiet is key.
We love quiet.
Watching the whole process was John Piper, who heads up the studio where they make the balloons. He said considering the conditions, the night went well.
Oh, anytime it's windy, it's not different, but we all work a little slower usually. The balloon is actually harder to control when it's not inflated or partially inflated than it is once it's inflated. So while it's being inflated is the trickiest part.
The weather did make it a little more exciting for the spectators last night as each character bucked and swayed in the wind. Michael and Lori Wright from Connecticut were sizing up which balloon might just go wild during the parade.
Scooby actually made a little rumble there.
Dora started to wiggle a bit in the wind as well.
Yeah. But she was face down. I think she was safe.
And frankly, I want to see SpongeBob take a dive.
But the parade organizers say don't bet on it. They'll be monitoring the weather closely all morning, even after the parade has started, to make sure the balloons can handle the wind. City regulations say the inflatables must be taken down if the sustained winds reach 23 miles per hour and gusts top 34 miles per hour. But only once in the parade's history have the balloons been grounded. That was in 1973 because of severe weather. Robert Smith, NPR News, New York.
Well, you can trace the way the Macy's Parade has changed since it began in the 1920s by tracing other facts about the balloons. The first helium-filled balloons made the parade in 1928. In 1929, they included safety valves, which allowed the balloons to be left floating over the city for several days. Those balloons even included return address labels, offering prizes to anybody who retrieved them. The balloons have remained a part of the parade ever since, the only exception being during World War II, when Macy's donated the balloons to the war effort because rubber was a hot commodity. This year, helium is a hot commodity. There's a shortage, but the parade organizers tell us that they have more than enough.